Tight security in the capital Islamabad is now a common practice thanks to Pakistan's alliance with the United States. Since Islamabad joined the US-led so-called War on Terror after 9/11 attacks, it has paid both human and financial cost. According to the latest economic survey, the government has failed to achieve key economic targets because of the worsening security environment in the country.
ہمارے جو خطے کے اندر سچویشن ہے سیکیورٹی کے لحاظ سے وہ بھی
As you know, the security situation of the region has remained one of the key problems. And because of the negative perception and security threats, there has been decline in the foreign investments in Pakistan.
Fearing strong public backlash, the government did not provide the updated figures related to the cost of war on terror. However, independent estimates say Pakistan's total economic losses during last 10 years stand close to $80 billion.
There is direct cost of this war on terror and there is indirect cost. Indirect cost is that cost which would have come to Pakistan if there was no instability and insecurity. So we are paying a heavy cost.
The government has acknowledged that the existing security problem not only caused serious damage to the economy but also destroyed the country's social fabric. It is not just the economic loss, but also the huge human cost that has made Pakistan's alliance with the United States highly unpopular among the public in the country. According to government figures, over 35,000 Pakistanis were killed during last 10 years because of the US-led so-called war on terror. Since 2004, the US assassination drone attacks inside the country's tribal areas have alone killed close to 3,000 civilians. Experts say the country's continued alliance with the US will continue to bleed the economy and society of Pakistan. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.